Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
SHOT Show 2017, Lee Michaels, day three, baby.
Yeah, well, here we are.
How you doing? It is Thursday on the floor of the Sands Convention Center. The crowds are getting bigger and bigger. They have been since the show opened on Tuesday. We all got in Monday, and I am guess who just walked up and sat down in front of us?
One of my favorites.
AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, Dr. Hawkins, regular contributor and analyst to my monster broadcast on Sundays. How the hell are you?
I'm doing good. Great to be with you.
Great to see you here today. What are you finding? What are you hearing? What are you feeling? What are you thinking?
Well, great crowds. Did a great interview with Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense.
Yes.
And, you know, he put it well. He said Trump's election saved the Second Amendment. How many times did you and I discuss that leading up? And, you know, we had our naysayers.
Wish I had a dollar.
I do, too. So I'd even take a nickel. I think it was that much. But I talked to him. I've talked to Klinger Holsters. And I've talked to G2 Research. Cliff Brown makes the RIP round. Incredible round. Breaks off into about seven pieces when the hollow point opens.
Oh, good heavens.
So you get a total of 8 wound channels.
That's just too dangerous.
This dude is, listen to this. Cliff is shooting pigs with this round, a 9mm.
Right.
Killing a pig with one shot. Said it hits the pig will hit the ground in 2 seconds, will bleed out and be dead within a minute.
You know,
anybody who hunts pigs, that's a crazy claim.
That is a crazy claim, and it reminds me of an old company that's no longer in business. I won't name their name, but they had the crazy advertisements in all the gun magazines of the SWAT teams coming in the airplanes. You remember that? Had the same claim with their ammo, too. And I'll tell you what, they invited me hog hunting up in Tennessee to prove it to me. And I said, you know what, I don't want a 400-pound hog charging me with a 38. I'll trust you, and I'll believe the pictures are true.
Well, guess what? This is close to your stomping ground. I'm going to hog hunt with them in Georgia in April.
There's big hogs in Georgia.
So we're going to find out. But, you know, he showed me x-rays of a hog that he had killed.
Yeah.
You could see the 8 pieces of the bullet as they had gone out.
That's outstanding.
You could see the 8 wound channels in the x-ray. So, you know, here's how you and I always talk about women and how women need a way to level the playing field. So with this round, my opinion, if it's a way, if it were Heidi, if it were your wife, they have one shot. Maybe this one shot by itself could stop the attack. That's what we need.
Well, it is what we need. Let's talk quickly because I know you're on limited time. You've got appointments and all that, like we all do, and the show to do and all that good stuff. The feeling on the floor this year. The sense, you know, I was here in 2012 during Obama's inauguration. The floor here was the sense on the floor was dismal. In 2008, dismal. This is a different feeling here this year. What are you sensing on the floor? What is AWR Hawkins feeling as you make the rounds?
This is more of a celebration. You think about SHOT Show January 2013 after Sandy Hook. Do you remember the anxiety, the trepidation?
I'll never forget.
This, though, this is more of a celebration, and people are bringing out their products knowing that we're going to be able to bring out these products not only without new regulation but amidst the repeal of regulation. And I think it changes everything because if we were all writers here, and some of us are, if this were a First Amendment conference, we'd be doing the same thing because we would see freedom on the horizon, not restriction.
Okay, now that to me is why we're going to see not a resurgence, but another continuation of explosion in the firearms community. There is some fear, there is some trepidation from some of the manufacturers who think, and I've talked to a few of them just today, who said, you know what, man? We're afraid we're going to start seeing some of our purchase orders cut back because there's not as much fear. Obama, let's admit it, has been the best, greatest gun salesman in American history.
Right.
Some of them think, okay, well, now without that fear, we're going to lose some orders. We're going to lose some sales. The amount of people, this is a buyer show. This is not a consumer show. There's 80,000 people here. They're all buying.
Right. Right.
Am I right or wrong? I think it's going to explode. We might see a 6-month lull, but I think it's just going to explode.
Well, right. Well, you know, there were 19th consecutive months of record-breaking background checks, May 2015 through November 2016.
You wrote every number every month.
And December was down, but it was only down a little. You still had over 2.5 or 2.7 million background checks for that 1 month. So when you talk about dropping from 3 million to 2.7 million, that's what you're saying. We might see that type of lull, but that's not really a dramatic decrease in gun sales.
It's just a smaller increase.
Right.
Is all we're looking at.
That's about it.
So you feel good.
I feel great.
Feel great coming into 7th? I know the answer to that. It's kind of a rhetorical question, but I have to ask.
Hey, I've got my Glock 43 on my hip right now, and I'm walking around. I'm a free man. I've got a president who loves freedom. What else can you want?
On that, I'm going to have to cut you loose and bring Andrew Branke in because you're right on the money. AWR, thank you so much. Instead of having you in the studio, or instead of having you on the phone, we now have you in the studio here live on the SHOT Show floor, Thursday, day 3. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Good to be with you.
You got it,
my friend. Thank you.
All right, we're going to flip it over to Andrew Branke, the Law of Self-Defense. Watch that microphone, if you would. There you go. Andrew, thank you, Heidi. Andrew, the response to your monster broadcast with me 2 weeks ago?
About that, yeah.
Has been off the hook. The emails have been coming in. It gave me fodder for discussion on this daytime show for a subsequent 3 to 4 to 5 days. That's how powerful the law of self-defense is. And what it did was it opened up to me, yet again, it proves a point to me that responsible gun owners act responsibly. That's why they ask me questions. You and I had an email exchange. I read it on air with a listener. I forwarded it to you. You responded. And I used it as fodder for the show. Very powerful stuff. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, of course, that's the core of our mission at Law of Self-Defense, is to encourage people to think these things through in a way that's based on what the actual law is, so that they can make informed decisions, more confident, better informed decisions about what to do if they have to.
You mean this can actually happen to me and I'd better have a plan, is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
What do you tell the person who thinks, that doesn't happen to me? The guy that walks around in Cooper color code white. That clueless individual, because I used your thought as the Cooper color thought. I used it when I was talking about some of these things on the program after Fort Lauderdale and so forth. You know, I think all of us used to be that person at some point in time. How dangerous is being in white?
Oh, it's catastrophically dangerous. I mean,
it's
obviously
deadly.
From a physical perspective, but of course also from a legal perspective, because if you're in white, you're not prepared to make any decisions, even if you had the information in your head. You have to be prepared. You have to have thought these things out. And unfortunately, the people who are in white are the people who end up buying me expensive German motorcycles.
You care to tell us about the motorcycle?
Oh, sure. BMWs are my thing. So
you know, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, would love you. He's now selling those BMWs. We'll have to bring him on the show.
Is there a new BMW now that can't tip over?
No, mine can tip over, unfortunately.
Okay, yeah,
new
well,
technology, it writes itself.
Yeah, okay.
It's coming down the road.
Yeah, and an Uber car with no driver. I'm not getting behind the wheel of that. Andrew, we're here on the floor. I've been asking all of my guests over the last 3 days. Of course, it's now Thursday. It's the third day of the SHOT Show. I'll be home broadcasting from the AAR studios tomorrow. My question for you, you've been to a number of shows. Are you feeling anything different? What's palpable to you on the floor here than in past years, where we faced a lot of fear, like we said with AWR, a lot of trepidation, Obama, now we won. What are you sensing? Are you sensing anything different here on the floor?
Absolutely.
The
there's a huge relief by the attendees here. I mean, we've been living in the end of the world as we know it, waiting to come. I know certainly I fully expected Hillary Clinton to win that election and was ecstatic when she did not. Trump, by all indications, is going to be a strong Second Amendment proponent and an advocate, and that's good for all of us.
You know, I had Mike Gallagher on yesterday, and he made some comments relative to we have got to get used to, while the Second Amendment has been saved, no doubt about it, a complete paradigm shift. That's not even fair to say. America never was what the left told us it was, and we saw that through Trump's election, okay? I believe that firmly. That's why he won. But having said that, Mike mentioned yesterday that we're going to have to be prepared to see him reach across the aisle from time to time, unlike Barack Obama did, in order to make things better going forward. Now, I don't think we're going to see any movement there whatsoever on the gun front. Lee, let me go to you first. You've been here at the show floor now. This is the third day of the broadcast from SHOT Show. Do you think he'll make a move in that direction?
Not against the Second Amendment.
Will he reach across the aisle in ways?
Maybe in Obamacare, things that we don't really care about here.
I don't think he can. What he said leading up to the election of standing strong for Second Amendment, I think he will stand by that. I think he realizes that.
National reciprocity, huge. What's that going to do? How's that going to change your practice?
It depends on how they actually structure it. There's 15 or different 20 ways you can do this, and some of them will be more effective than others. the idea of national reciprocity like a driver's license you can use anywhere, that's not going to happen as much as we would love it to. There's always going to be loopholes for states like California, New Jersey, Maryland, New York to exclude themselves from the reciprocity.
Okay, now that's process. Interesting because that's the first take I've heard on that. So that gives me reason to bring you back to the Monster Show to continue that because we are getting ready to take a break right now, and I want to take this opportunity, Andrew. Where can people get the book? We've got about 10 seconds. The Law of Self-Defense.
LawOfSelfDefense.com. Very easy.
Simple as pie, brother. Simple as pie. Thank you for what you do. The conversations we had were important, educating, informing, and entertaining gun owners. And we just proved how important it is when they send us the emails like that. Law-abiding, responsible gun owners actually act law-abiding and responsibly. And I thank you very much for what you do and the work that you put out.
Glad
great
to be here,
stuff.
Mark.
You bet.
Thanks so much.
All right, Lee. We've got, well, we're getting ready to take a break on here now. When we come back, boy, Dennis Black from Ranger Bag is going to be here. The great Alan Gottlieb is going to be here. We've got a lineup here. We're a little bit overbooked. We'll see if we can squeeze everybody in, right?
It's going to be fun.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Day 3 from the SHOT Show in Vegas, returns right after these messages.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at aliengearholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Day three. I cannot believe it. You know, Lee, this comes quick every year.
I can't believe how fast it's gone.
Can you believe it?
And I tell you, I mean, this is my first SHOT Show. We were talking about that earlier
today. I find that hard to believe.
I know,
that's sacrilegious,
but
I'll hold back.
Yeah, we've discussed that plenty of times. We don't need to go there anymore.
But that's okay.
To be here and to experience it and be part of this and really see the hope and optimism, too, that we've been talking about.
It's been incredible, hasn't it?
It's been fantastic. Right,
let's talk about hope and optimism. Lee, we've got a guest here now that stopped by the booth yesterday, and I have been looking forward to bringing him on. My next guest is Jeff Borman, right? Did I say it right? Jeff Borman? Oh, let me get your mic on. There we go. Okay, Jeff, there we go.
Yep.
Jeff
perfect.
Borman, you are a member of parliament from Australia.
That's correct, for Victoria.
Have you got a message for us? Now, is this the first time you've been to a shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show?
No, I was here last year as well.
Okay, let's start there. Then I want to go to what happened in Australia. But let's start with SHOT here. This is day three of SHOT. Yesterday when we met, we talked about what happened to you in Australia.
Yep.
We talked about what you see here that you can't see in Australia. So let's go back to the first SHOT in 2016 was your first SHOT show, right?
That's correct.
Okay. When you saw it, what did you think? The first time you saw this, what did you think?
I was absolutely amazed. I was blown away by the sheer scale of it and by just the sheer amount of what there is around here. And this is the so-called fearsome gun lobby we're seeing. We're seeing average Americans wanting to run their businesses, because this is obviously a trade show, and people trying to sell, and it's just people living their life. They're absolutely not one of these people in here is a threat to society. And we have our own SHOT Show in Australia, but just due to the smaller population, it's minute compared to this.
Right. Now, Australia is a country of about 23 million?
It's getting towards 25 now.
Close to 25 million, but still a fraction of this country.
Correct.
Yeah. Landmass. Now we're talking landmass. We're talking population size.
Right.
All right. Now, let's go to your arrival at SHOT Show here in Vegas in 2017. Of course, last year, terrible politics in America. Fear,
right.
Obama, you know the routine.
Yeah,
I don't have to go
we'll
there.
We'll be paying attention, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the fear on the floor here, Americans were sick and tired of what they had. Obama wound up being the best gun salesman in the history of this nation. And that was born out of fear of him and his politics. We all know what he wanted to do.
Right.
You know what he wanted to do.
I've lived what he wanted to do.
All right. First, before I go there, your sense now this year, as a foreigner outsider coming here to the SHOT Show, what do you sense differently this year?
Hope. I think that people actually realize that these businesses that they are trying to run, and look, there's so many of them are just a small business, you know, 1, 5, 10 people, that they realize that they're not going to have to worry about fighting the federal government for at least another 4 years, and that they have some sort of hope.
Let's talk about fighting the government. It's happened to you.
Yes.
Now let's move to what happened in Australia.
All right. It's the death of a thousand cuts, and this is why my message is always never give them anything, and them being the anti-gunners can be the government or may not be, because they take one thing, they tell you with the population's now safer, but then they'll start again. I've handed in guns to the government 3 times in my lifetime. 1989.
Say that again. You've what?
I've been forced to hand in firearms, my own legally held firearms, to the government 3 times in my lifetime.
That is unbelievable to hear. We read about it here. I've talked about it here. I've used Hillary Clinton's own words about we should study the Australian model. I played the clip. I can't tell you how many times. So we know we have intimate knowledge of what happened to you down there. But to actually sit here across from you and watch you and hear you say that is utterly frightening, my friend.
It is. 1989. 1996 and 2003, and every time it was done to make the society safer, and the statistics, the government's own statistics, prove that that's rubbish.
So it didn't make Australians safer.
Well, What you get told is that we've had no mass shooting since 1996.
Right.
Now, they just changed the definition of what a mass shooting is.
Of course.
So the narrative is fine.
Now there's another, that's a key thing to me too, because we're in a position here in America now, as you know, to change the narrative, which is what we're doing on this program,
right?
Because we have to learn how to be winners again after 8 years of being rocked back on our heels.
Exactly.
You're not going to get that opportunity because you'll, and I say you, I'm talking figuratively, not literally.
The generic you.
The generic you of the population of Australia gave up your rights. We saw it happen in Great Britain. That will never come back unless you fight for it. And you know that, don't you?
And that's why I was a nobody in my previous life, for the want of a better term, and I've stood up and become a public figure as a parliamentarian because I had had enough.
Can you get it back?
Look, to be honest, I doubt it. I would be very happy if we can stop things happening. That's how bad it's got. And that's why my message last year, and it's slightly changed this year, but is go political. Once you've lost something, it's almost impossible to get it back.
You know, and I know you're probably very well aware of the fight that's occurred in the United States. I'm sure you have. Obviously, you are. The background checks. We hear all they want is background checks. So I've asked this question on my show. Okay, let's give them background checks. Let's say, okay, let's go ahead and get... We already get background checks. They call it expanded background checks.
Yep.
So let's give them expanded background checks. Do you think that the Brady campaign and the Everytown for Gun Safeties and the Michael Bloombergs will say, oh, they gave us every... There and then go away?
Absolutely not.
They're going to want what?
They're going to want, probably they'll start with licensing, or they'll go with registration.
And then when that doesn't work, they're going to eventually lead to what?
They're going to end up eventually going to confiscation.
Exactly what happened to you, and you know it because you lived it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real. This wasn't fear-mongering from us for 8 years on Armed American Radio. You're listening to a man who did what?
I have handed in, by law, I had to hand in firearms to the government 3 times.
Turning your firearm, your own personal property. Now, I want you to think about that. Let that sink in. Radio is theater of the mind, of course. But, you know, that's, I don't know of any other way to describe it than frightening. Let me ask you this. Were there people who didn't comply?
As far as I am aware, no. But the whole point of it is all the law-abiding people did. All the criminals didn't. Criminals don't follow laws. It's actually that simple, but it's so hard to get that message
rudimentary.
Through.
It's rudimentary. It's elementary. It is the most basic principle out there. We have been, this is part of the fun of controlling the narrative and taking it back now, okay, Jeff, because we have the opportunity now to push our agenda forward, to restore some of the things we've lost in states that are clearly moving in the direction of Australia, California. California is a petri dish.
Well,
of
California reminds me very much of Australia and the way they're going.
And they're going to continue to go that way. But you know what's going to happen? The rest of America is going to blow by California.
Exactly.
And Californians, law-abiding, responsible Californians, are going to look back and say, you know, what the hell? That train pulled out of the station. I don't want to sit back here. I believe freedom is coming to California because we still have the constitutional right in America.
Right.
Unlike Australia, we didn't have to turn those guns in.
No.
Now, in this country, you would not have seen the compliance level that you saw. There would have been a civil war in this nation, and they knew it.
Probably at the very best, mass civil disobedience.
We can phrase it that way.
Yeah, that's been nice about it. You know, I'd hate to think people going to actual war over anything, because you know war is one of those things we try and avoid. But at the very least, I think you would find people just say no.
Right,
we're just not going to do it.
They're not going to do it. And then you have the situation that you have in Massachusetts and in Connecticut, to be sure, where they register all your firearms. Very few people did, and baited them. Come get me. Come now, enforce the law. They can't do it. They would be responsible for putting hundreds of thousands of people in jail. Hey, Jeff, God bless you, man. Thank you for being here. Thanks for being at SHOT Show.
My pleasure.
Thanks for letting America know. And I want you to say this again. You've had to do what?
I have had to hand in my firearms to the government 3 times in my life.
Unbelievable as a law-abiding citizen. Jeff, thank you, man. Our prayers and thoughts are with you. We hope, though, you get those rights restored. We'll do whatever we can to help you.
Again, my pleasure.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it very much.
No worries.
We'll be back from the SHOT Show 2017 right after this.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new 2-holster combo. Now you can buy 2 complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Wow, here we are again, flying right by the fastest hour in radio. Lee Michaels, 1280 AM, The Patriot, my brother in arms. How you doing?
Hey, it's great to be here.
All right, good. You are chapter what in my book?
Chapter 5.
Chapter 5, the story of Lee Michaels, right?
Lessons from Unarmed America.
Lessons from Unarmed America with the great Rob Pincus and the foreword by rock and roll legend Ted Nugent. So you can pick up a copy of that. Just head over to Amazon and read Lee's story. Not enough time to go into it now, but you've heard it before if you're a longtime listener, as many of you are. Sitting in front of me now, day 3, SHOT Show 2017. It's been a long week so far. We're wrapping up our broadcasting here at the booth today, and we've got, you are the second to last segment. Mr. Gottlieb will be here afterwards. Ranger Supply. Ranger
Correct.
Supply Room.
Correct.
You have the Ranger bag. This thing is off the hook. Now, you stopped by the booth yesterday.
Yes.
Okay, on Wednesday to show us the bag.
Yep.
I was blown away by it. You've brought me one here to take a look at. We have to paint. Radio is theater of the mind. So what I want you to do is paint a picture for the listener as to what it is I'm holding in my hand right here,
right,
and what it does for me.
So the reality is that it's always really good to conceal carry on your person if possible. It's not always possible, though, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who have physical disabilities or other reasons why they're just not comfortable carrying a weapon on their person. So if you're going to off-body carry, what you have to be able to do is get to your weapon really quickly, and that's what this bag does. It allows you to off-body carry but still be able to access your weapon 2 seconds or less with minimal training. Literally.
Wait, so hold it. Stop. 2 seconds or less. So we're talking off-body carry, ladies and gentlemen. This is a bag that goes over your shoulder.
Right.
Okay. Let's talk about size. Let me paint the picture. What's the size?
So we have four sizes of this bag. We have a small bag that's called the Quick Trip. It's if you're going to go to the grocery store, you're going to run out somewhere, come right back. You're not trying to carry your iPad and your computer and all of that stuff. You just want to carry your weapon and maybe an extra magazine and your cell phone. That's it. And so you're going to throw that over your shoulder and you're going to go come back. It's maybe about 5-6 inches wide by 8 inches tall, 2-4 inches deep at the max, right? Just a quick little bag, put over your shoulder.
Ambidextrous?
Yeah, they come in left or right.
Okay. Male, female?
Yeah, they come in different colors.
Okay.
Right? So they come in pink, but they also are in black and tan and OD green and some camouflage.
Okay.
All right.
Now, does it scream? I'm asking these questions on behalf of the listeners. I know these answers because I'm looking at them and I've seen them in action. Does it scream gun?
No, actually.
Like a photographer's vest screams, I've got a gun.
Yeah. No, the reality is I knew that it needed to be discreet. It needed to be quickly accessible, 2 seconds or less, and it had to be so easy that it would actually inspire people to carry. The reality is this. Over 20 million people have a concealed carry permit, but less than 1 million people actually do.
And, Dennis, you know, that number, let's go there for a second because you're into these numbers. The estimate now, John Lott has put out numbers of 14 to 15 million. Okay, John Lott, of course, a great friend of this program and the author of More Guns, Less Crime, now in its third edition. You know who he is.
Right.
I believe that number is low because I believe there are people who don't answer that question honestly. I believe that there are states that don't give out those numbers. We've seen the explosion in Barack Obama. I would put that number because when we talk open carry and constitutional carry states, we're probably talking closer to 30-plus million Americans. When you hear the number that there are 100 million-plus Americans that have firearms in the home, I believe that number is rock-bottom low, and I'll tell you why. I have dozens of guns in my safe.
Right.
If I get a phone call asking me if I have a gun in myself, I'm going to laugh and hang up.
Exactly.
Millions of Americans do the same thing. I think that number is closer to 200 million, quite frankly.
Right.
And that even might be low in a country of 320-plus million Americans.
Exactly.
Having said that, you go back to the concealed carry. How many people are actually carrying firearms, whether it's with a permit or permitless, and how they carry a gun? I've carried a gun on and off for over 30 years as an armed civilian.
Right.
I've carried it virtually every method possible, off-body, on-body. This is the best off-body method for a man that I've ever seen.
Yeah, and the reality is that you can put this on with a coat and put the coat over the top of it. You can still access it.
You can put this over, again, Lee, this fits under a sport coat.
Yeah, you could wear this with where I'm from in Minnesota. You could easily have.
Right. Well, sure. That's a great point.
What's different sizes.
We talk about transitioning carry methods, Dennis. During seasons, that's kind of fun. Some people move to ankle carry. Some people, where you are in Minneapolis, of course, it gets very cold. You're not going outside in shorts and a T-shirt. You're throwing on shoulder holsters work for you at different times of the year. This thing underneath a coat would be beautiful. Now, this is the small bag you're talking about?
This is the smaller one, and it also converts to a waist carry, so it's a leg bag as well.
Okay.
So for people who are going hiking or whatever, and this strap secures it to your leg, it doesn't move around, it doesn't shift, but the reality is it's a shoulder bag or a waist leg bag.
Right.
And I've worn it hiking, doesn't move ever, and I have access in case there's a bear, whatever, I have access to my Glock 40, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So the reality is that all of these bags are designed to do different things. That one's a small, it's a quick trip bag, or it's a hiking bag.
All right, let's throw a little bit of background in here. Let's get a sense of background with the time that we have remaining. Why is it called Ranger Bag? I want listeners to hear this.
Oh, okay, so it's a group of Army Rangers. There's four of us, and we've kind of designed these bags, put all of our energy and effort into the bag. We have over 40 years of Ranger history involved.
My point being that you know what the hell you're doing.
Well, we kind of
You know a little bit about carrying a firearm on and off body. And when Rangers designed this, that's why it's called Ranger. I'm looking at the Ranger bag, and I wanted to get that out there.
Right.
I think that's important. I don't want people to think that you know, somebody just came up with this idea sitting in their basement one day drinking a beer, watching a football game. You guys have got years of life experience in this, okay?
Right. And the reality is the Rangers Supply Room is not just about this bag, although that's what we're launching this with, is this concealed carry bag. We have tons of other stuff that are coming down the pipe that are so cool I'd just blow your mind if I showed it to you. So the reality is we're trying to inspire people to carry their concealed weapon with them on a daily basis, the ones who aren't doing it now.
All right. I used to say years ago before I had to pull my firearm in Tampa, Florida, back in 2002. And I wrote it in my book when I told the story. If a criminal picked on me on any given day, he had a 50-50 shot of running into an armed victim because I had yet to make a decision to carry my gun every day.
Right.
That changed the day I had to pull my firearm and point the muzzle at somebody's head.
Right.
Thank God I never had to pull the trigger. But I've never left home without my firearm since. There are times I go into my notorious holster drawer.
Right.
I have my specific go-to guns. I have my specific go-to holsters. Sometimes I carry off-body. Sometimes I'll carry, depending on, you know, if it gets a little cold. You know, we had snow last week, for God's sakes. It cost me a flight to Wisconsin. I had a heavier coat on that day. I had a .38 in a sticky holster inside a pocket.
Right.
That's off-body carry.
Right.
This would have worked absolutely, because I'm telling you right now, I could get at my gun the way I saw this demonstrated faster from that than I could have gotten it out of a sticky holster in my pocket.
Absolutely. And we have them large enough to carry a 14-inch laptop. We have briefcases. We have backpacks. We have all kinds of technology.
Right, tell us quickly about the backpack. Sean, how much time do we have left? Are you on the board? We have a minute and 50 seconds. Tell us about the backpack. It's fascinating.
Yeah, so the backpack is just, it's same technology, basically. It looks like a regular backpack, but within 2 seconds, you can have your weapon out and rounds downrange.
Okay, now it also has a protective plate in it.
That's correct.
To turn that backpack around to
and
protect
where,
your
where
front.
Exactly. And it'll,
your, what we would call center of mass if we were training, that's what's going to protect.
Right, level two. Right.
So level two meaning what for listeners?
Well, level two meaning that it's going to stop 40 caliber, it's going to stop 9 millimeters, it's going to stop that kind of a round. It's not going to stop a .308. We don't want to put 7 pounds of armament in here, and then you've got to carry that all around. This thing weighs less than a pound, right?
So the average citizen's not a ranger.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's right.
And we don't want, the point being that I say that facetiously, but we don't want to be.
No, that's right.
We don't want to have to carry that stuff. We want what we already carry.
You know, the whole goal behind Ranger Supply Room is to help make America safe again. That's it. If everybody...
Wait a minute. You know, the guy that makes the underwear for the Packers came by and gave me some that says, Trump, make America great again, on some underwears. Are you taking that saying from Donald Trump?
Well, we've been saying that before Donald Trump, but the reality is...
So he took it from you.
Well, I don't want to say that because he's doing his own thing, and he's a great American. He's doing his own thing.
The key is you want to make America safe again, and you do that by arming law-abiding responsible people.
Public safety isn't the role of just the police. It's also the role of those of us who have concealed carry permits.
Where's the website people can go?
Rangersupplyroom.com.
You're going to come back on the show with me again in the near future.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here, brother. Enjoy
the
SHOT Show. It's been a long week.
Appreciate it.
Thanks very much, my friend. That's Dennis Black from Ranger Supply Room back on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense to wrap up 3 days at SHOT right after these messages. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at aliengearholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Wow. 2017 SHOT Show, day three. This is the final segment.
It's going fast.
We're wrapping it up. You know, I tell you, we're going to tape a segment for a subsequent show with Chris Jewett coming up after this. But, gosh, it's been an unbelievable week. And sitting in front of me right now, look, you just got to love when the cat drags in the best in the business. Alan Gottlieb sitting across from me. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Good to see you face
to face. Great to see you face to face. And I got to tell you, I'm so glad, and I know you are too, that you don't have a cold. This is like probably the first time in 3 years I haven't seen you with a cold at either a SHOT Show or the NRA convention. So I know you feel good.
You probably just jinxed me. I'll be sick tomorrow.
maybe the case. Alan, I've talked to an incredible lineup of people over the last 3 days. And there's some consistency to what I'm hearing. People feel good. There's hope on this floor this year that didn't exist here last year. Do you sense it?
Yes, I definitely sense it. But I'm also sensing, unfortunately, some complacency. People feel safe and secure now.
Right.
And, oh, well, now I can take my foot off the gas pedal. I don't have to defend rights so much. I'm a little worried about that.
Well, you know what? I hate to say this, but you need to be, and this is something that we've discussed before. And the reason I say that, and I don't want to scare listeners, but the fact of the matter is, if anybody was listening to your segment last week on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast, they know darn good and well why we can't get complacent. And that's because you outlined for us five cases that we can use to move forward. That doesn't happen in a vacuum, and it isn't free to do. And the Second Amendment Foundation needs help doing that.
Yeah, and it wasn't just five cases. It's five cases that we're moving since the first of the year. I mean, in the first 2 weeks of the year, boom, five things are going on that are all very key and important to gun rights. And believe me, we have other ones on the drawing board to file. You're going to see, you know, a new case. We have 30 cases ongoing, five moving this week.
Right.
We're going to see another new case every single couple of weeks.
Lee, what do you think of that?
It's amazing to think how it's changed, but also what is coming down the road and something we need to be prepared for.
Very, very important, and I cannot stress this enough. I cannot overemphasize this, that this is what it's like to win. This is, we have to learn now, and I've stressed this before, we have got to learn how to win, and learning how to win is fighting in a different fashion, and that fighting now is moving our agenda forward, which costs money. And the SAF is going to need all that. Look, the Second Amendment Foundation is the one in the nation's courtrooms. It was defending, now it's pushing and fighting forward with the Supreme Court. We've got an opportunity we've never had before.
Definitely true, but it's more than that as well. You know, when Barack Obama took office, there were 56 vacancies on the federal courts. When Donald Trump is coming in, there are 103.
These are lifetime appointments.
These are lifetime appointments. So we're not just engaged in the litigation, we're also engaged in pushing people to get appointed to those, to those courts, which shapes the whole Second Amendment, you know, legal battles for centuries in the future.
So wait a minute. You mean my kids, and I'm concerned about my kids. Now, you know my kids. You know why I'm concerned about
them.
They're great kids. You know why I'm concerned about them, and not just my kids, but all kids. This cements a legacy for them for the remainder of their lives. That we're talking about your kids, Lee, and your son is right here to your left, Andrew. This cements a legacy forever. I don't know how to over...
It's that important. So it's really important for us now. I mean, we're already seeing fundraising decreasing because people aren't scared that they're going to lose their rights. But now is the time to increase those rights, cement them, and make sure they're there for the future. So we actually now need more money than we needed last year defending gun rights because we're now expanding the base of gun rights.
Okay, that's the key. There's the operative word right there, expansion. Expansion isn't free. First of all, Second Amendment Foundation, I'm a lifetime member. You know, I got my 2017 card the other day. I love the thing. You know, I love when I get it in the mail. And I want you to have one as well. You can visit saf.org, saf.org, and help us as we move forward. California, help is on the way for you. It's on the way through the man we're talking to here, Alan Gottlieb, in the SAF.
Yeah, actually, you know, our Pena case, which deals with the waiting period in California for people who already have a gun, as well as the handgun roster in California, where you know it's getting harder and harder to buy a handgun in California because they're not being allowed certain brands to be sold, models being sold. We have oral arguments in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals coming up on that in March. I mean, right around the corner. It's like every month now there's some major court case that's coming up with hearings, and these things cost money. You got to file briefs. You got to respond to the government's briefs. It's really great. We had to slow down in the second half of last year a lot of our court cases because we were worried about who was going to be president appointing those 103 vacancies.
So in other words, what happened is you literally pulled back on the clutch. You guys put it in neutral. We had to sit in neutral and wait to see what was going to happen before we decided. In other words, we could have advanced a case forward that could have been a nightmare for us under that what's-her-name's administration had she won.
Exactly. You know, with a 4-4 tie at the Supreme Court without that ninth judge, example, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals cases that went against us, if we appealed them and the Supreme Court chose not to hear it on a 4-4 tie,
that sets precedent for the entire Ninth Circuit.
We lose.
Right.
So we had to wait. Now we have all kinds of things we can move forward. And so of the 30 or so pending cases we have in federal court, not to mention the new ones we're going to be filing, now everything's going to start moving all at one time. And that's really costly.
Okay, people are going to start seeing progress. And I don't tell you how to fundraise. I'm not going to do that. However, I want to say this. I want to be able to bring positive information to my listeners week after week after week and let them know how we're advancing these cases forward so that we can continue to keep that steam engine rolling forward. Obviously, when they see that we're going to do this with the Ninth Circuit, or we're going to do this with the Supreme Court, or we're going to do something that might change California, those are the things that people need to see, right?
And when
they see that happening, they can't sit back on their laurels because they're going to have me climbing all over them like a wet blanket, and we're going to bring you on to talk about it as often as you can come on, of course, every week.
Thank you. Okay? Thank you, and thank you.
It's so vitally important, and I hope, you know, Ted Nugent was on the program years ago, Alan, and I know you heard the segment, but he said apathy. Apathy killed us. Complacency and apathy put us where we were. It resulted in Obama. Can it happen again if we get complacent?
Yeah, it definitely can. I'm very concerned about that because gun owners tend to be They get up in arms, pardon the pun, when their rights are being attacked, but they don't get so, you know, engaged when it comes time to expand our rights when we can go on offense because they figure that, you know, they're not being threatened.
Right.
And so it doesn't really matter. Somebody else will carry the load for me.
Right.
A false sense of security.
Sense of security. And I'm
really foster that ourselves sometimes, too. You know, and I don't want to make that mistake by telling, because I told people, listen, you know, you've earned a vacation. We all have earned a break. It's been a very, very long 8 years. But remember to come back from the holidays energized and ready to make a difference. And how do we do that? That's part of learning, how relearning, if you will, how to be on the winning side. And that's advancing an agenda.
Yeah, well, it's not just the advancing agenda. You know, using another phrase here, we're reloading our agenda.
Ah, I like it.
To advance the cause. And now is the time, you know, to restock up on all that ammunition. And we need help. So it's saf.org. Any of your listeners can make donations or join. It's really needed now. We have to help pick up the slack for those people that feel they're not being threatened and that they don't have to get engaged, because we can really make a lot of gains for gun rights that won't be able to be erased by future administrations.
Exactly. You just nailed it. These are things that we can cement, that legacy that we can cement permanently, and I want to emphasize that word, permanently, that these can't be changed. Now, look, you know as well as anybody else, the Supreme Court is quote-unquote loath to overturn themselves. They don't want another subsequent court in the future overturning them. So they tend not to want to overturn other cases when precedent has been set. Hence, we hear the term, it's settled law. Is that a fair statement to make?
In most cases, yes. What the court will do is they can't overturn, but what they do is they sort of refine or redefine. And so it's like saying, well, okay, the Second Amendment and then the McDonald and the Heller rulings could only apply to your home. It may not apply outside your home. Or, well, the standard of review, we'll lower the standard of review in this case so that, you know, a gun control measure can stay on the books. So there's things we need to clean up, and we need to clean them up now.
And we now have an opportunity for another Heller case, for another McDonald case going forward. Alan Gottlieb, thank you so much. Always
Mark,
great to see you in person. You know,
yes,
I love you.
Yes.
Welcome to the show here
and
to SHOT, the final day. You guys will be taking off here in a couple days as well. Alan Gottlieb, SAF.org. Please make a donation. As little as $5, $10, or $150 to become a life member like I am. Wrapping
up. Life
day
too.
Three from SHOT. We are wrapping it up. Unbelievable. I hope you enjoyed the program from the Sands Expo Convention Center. I'm Mark Walters. I will be back in the AAR studios tomorrow. We'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.